I think we're towards the bottom of Tet Vav Ahmed Aleph. So we basically started, okay, so I guess we'll do a little bit of a recap outside and then hopefully that will figure out where we are. So towards, basically halfway down Tet Vav Ahmed Aleph, we started, the Gemara started talking about what's called Palga Nizka Knasa or Palga Nizka Mamona. We started discussing when you have Chatzi Nezek, when you have this half damages payment, specifically of a Shor Tam, of this animal which has never caused this sort of damage before, intentional damage before, unusual damage, then is that considered a penalty payment, or is that considered to be mamon? Is that simply considered to be damages? I.e., are you getting a bit of a break, right? You should be paying full damages, and actually you're getting a little bit lucky that you're only paying half. Or, really, you should be paying nothing, and actually you're getting a little bit of a penalty. And so that's the sort of the what the Gemara was debating. It was trying to bring proofs from different places as to which one it was, which was the opinion that we follow. And I think we ended up right at the bottom. So I think we just talked about so basically 5 lines from the end. We had this Toshma. We suggest Toshma is sort of like suggesting a proof. So we try to bring a proof, and the proof was based on the fact that that we said that we had suggested that the difference between a tam and a muad is whatever, we made a list, and none of them was that if you admit, then you're off scot-free. Usually the rule is that with a knas, what we call moda b'knas potter, that when you come to a penalty payment, then if you admit to the penalty payment, or if you admit to doing something, then you don't pay the penalty. You only pay basic payment, and therefore, if we say that chatzi nezek, this half damages, is a penalty payment, then if you admit to it, you shouldn't be paying it, right? So the Gemara was basically trying to bring a proof, suggesting that that's what that since that's left off the list, then that's no good, and it then sort of went back and forth on this and basically said that if that was left off the list, then we needed to have other things left on the list, as we've said in the past. And when it comes to the Gemara, has a rule that if you're making a list, it's either an exhaustive list or it's got multiple things left off the list. You can't have a non-exhaustive list that only leaves off one thing, right? So it basically tried to prove there was something else. Didn't like the proof. The long and the short of it is that we're going to throw that proof out and move on to the next one, which is basically the last word on the line of Tet Vav Ahmed Aleph. Okay, everybody with me? Yeah. So we're now on to the next proof, basically. Is half damages considered to be a payment, or is it considered to be a penalty? Toshma. Okay, turning over. Tet Vav Ahmed Bet. So Toshma, let's bring a proof. Hamis Shori es Ploni, O Shoro Shel Ploni, Harizem Shalem Al Pi Atmo. Right? So we say, over here we seem to say, well, I guess the opposite of what we just said, but the point is we have a situation here where a person seems to be admitting, and the Harizem Mishalem Al Pi Atmo, the must be a Brisa says that this person would pay, right? So it makes it sound like it's not a penalty payment, because again, if it was a penalty payment and you admit to it before, you know, long before taken to court or witnesses or anything like that, then you should be paying. Then since you're paying, it makes it sound like it's not. So my love, Batam, Gemara wants to know. Surely this is referring to a tam. This is referring to the exact case that we're talking about. This animal which has not gored before. Say lo b'muad. Gemara responds, they must be talking about a muad. Aval tam mai. What about in the case of a tam? Right. So we say Gemara says that the brisa must be referring to a muad, i.e., an animal that's got a proven history, has already damaged enough times, and therefore that's why they're paying when they admit to it. But no, aval tam mai. What about what would be the what would happen in the case of a tam? So hachanami, they would also hachanami de ein mishalim al piatmo. Again, similarly, they would not pay if they would admit to it. Again, because seemed to be, assuming according to this opinion, palganizka knas, it's a penalty payment, and therefore you're not going to pay when you admit to it, when you own up in advance. So e hachi. If that's the case, Adatani Sefer, this Mishnah Brisa ends off, Hamis Shori es Avdo Shel Ploni, Ein Meshalem Al Piatma. So then, if you were talking about a muad, right, we said the first half of this brisa must be talking about a muad animal, an animal with a proven history of causing damage. But then the second half is saying, if you admit to your animal damaging or killing, in this case, someone else's servant, someone else's eved, then Ein Meshalem Al Piatma. Then you don't pay for that admission. Right, so it's we're sort of split in the middle. So, how does that work? Right, doesn't seem to match up. If we're talking about a muad case, then of course they should be paying. Of course they should be paying. So liflug velisni bedidei bamedvarim amur. Right, so what liflug velisni bedidei is basically you can't split and say that the first half is talking about one and the second half is talking about something else. Okay. So Bamedvar Mamurim Bamuat. So we say the second half is also talking about a muad. Aval Batam in Mashalim Al Piatma. That's the continuation, right? Lifloig Vlisni Bididei, Bamedvar Mamurim, Bamuad, Aval Batam in Mashalim Al Piatma. Again, just as we've said, that if you are paying the if it's a penalty payment, then you're not going to pay when you've admitted to it.
Are these different cases between there are two situations here: one where he admits that his ox had killed, and the other one where we talk about forewarning, i.e., we know that it is probable that ox would kill.
I don't think we have a case of forewarning. Forewarning is a case of there's no forewarning at all, is there?
But that's what we're doing.
To a forewarned ox is a muad. Yeah. You don't actually. It doesn't really need to be forewarned. That's funny. They call it forewarned. It means it's got a history. Muad means it's already gored three times.
But the first bit we talked about, where Amos where he talks about my ox killed son.
Yeah. So the Gemara originally suggested that was a tam,
right?
And then switched it over and said it must be a muad. Either forewarned or whatever, alter the history of causing this damage, and therefore that's why you're paying, even though you admitted to it.
Right.
But then we're saying, but we have a later, the second half of this talks about if it killed a servant, then you don't pay. So it doesn't match up.
Okay.
Right. So that clearly is not talking about an alter to the history.
Okay.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
So that's not working. Liflug v'lisni b'didei. Right. The Mishnah should have distinguished, right, and said that the first half is talking about one case, right, b'medvar mamurim b'muad, but the second half aval b'tam eina mashalim al piatma. That's the distinction. So the Gemara responds and says, no, kula b'muad kamairi. The whole thing is talking about a muad, right? The whole thing is talking about a muad, and therefore it doesn't actually work. So I don't remember why. The whole thing is talking about a muad, and therefore it's not a proof. It doesn't help us to understand. Doesn't help us to understand which one, whether we're talking about chatzi nezek knas, whether half this damage is considered to be a penalty or considered to be payment. Because again, the whole thing is talking about not chatzi nezek, talking about paying full damages, paying when the ox was expected to damage, and therefore you should have been watching it better. I'm not sure exactly. So that's interesting. I'd read it slightly differently before, but now I'm realizing that then you end up basically having to explain why it wouldn't pay if it admitted in the case of the Eved. Oh, actually, sorry, yeah, because the case of Eved is different. Sorry, the case of the Eved is going to be a knas payment. It's going to be a penalty payment either way, because the payment for a servant is slightly different. Is different in this. So therefore, the whole thing. Sorry, that makes more sense. So the whole brisa, therefore, is working within the muad world, is working within this animal who has already got a history of causing damage, and therefore everyone agrees that's going to be basic payment. That's going to be not a penalty. That's just, you know, you're expected to look after, you're expected to watch the animal that we know can cause damage, has done this in the past. Even unusual damage. Charging people for no apparent reason. Therefore, that's going to be It doesn't help us, basically. It's not a proof for us. I was just reminded that actually I think we left off with a question and I haven't found a good answer to it, but I still, my feeling is that it's fine. I think someone was asking about what if the animal is goaded, right? If the person goads the animal towards the end. So I still haven't figured it out, but you do get the sense, like, you know, all the Gemaras that we go through, that it's like an unexpected thing, right? It's almost an unexpected thing. And if it's goaded, then presumably, you know, that would be the same in a sense, right? That would be in a sense causing that to happen, and therefore you would expect them to be exempt. But I still haven't. I just haven't got a clear answer to it, I guess that's the point. I still haven't got a clear answer to it.
All the liability is transferred to the goader.
The goader? The person who goaded. Yeah, that's the point. Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it shouldn't really be in my mind, it shouldn't be that different from. Yeah, from other cases where you in a sense were being. I wonder. Yeah, we'll come on to later in the Gemara. There's interesting cases of what we call tchiloso b'pshia v'sofa b'onus. That let's say you start off by doing something that was clearly negligent on your own, but then in the end it wasn't really it wasn't really your fault. For example, I don't know. Let's say you're shooting arrows, you know, indiscriminately, right? So while you're shooting arrows indiscriminately, I don't know, my ox falls through the ceiling or something, right? So this ox falling through the ceiling was an onus, right? That was totally unexpected. You're never going to expect something to do that. But maybe you started off by doing something, and you hit it with the arrow as you're doing it. So that's an interesting, that's a slightly separate case. But I'm wondering if this is maybe similar, where you're sort of starting off with a little bit of I guess it's the other way around here it's the damager who's causing the negligence, not the negligent, but the damaged party who's really not doing who's not doing their job properly of I don't know, they're not being safe. So okay, I don't think that's really connected. I think that's my either way. So in terms of goading, we'll have to come back to. And I think the other question we were talking about a little bit, we talked about what the difference was between knas and mammon, right? What's the difference between penalty payment and regular payment? And obviously admitting is one type of difference. But another difference is also in terms of inheritance, I believe. So for instance, if you cause damage, let's say, and then a person passes away, so the damage can be claimed from their estate, right? Can be taken from their estate. But penalty payments wouldn't be. Okay, so penalty payments wouldn't be. So damages that you owe would be taken from the estate. But let's say it was, you know, over and above, then that wouldn't be taken from the estate. The inheritors wouldn't be responsible to pay for penalty payments. So again, that's another difference, and I'm sure we'll come across another few as we keep going through. Okay. So back to our Gemara. So we had. Yeah, Kulab Amud Kamari, so about seven lines down. Yeah, seven or eight lines down. And we've got another proof. Okay, so another suggested proof. It'd be good to make it to the Mishnah today, and then we'll have a good stopping place. And see if we can do that. Okay, so Tashima. Let's bring another proof for whether it's mammon or knas, whether this is considered penalty payment or whether it's considered to be just simply paying back the damage that you caused. Toshma, zeh haklol, kol hamashalim yoser al masha hizik, einu mashalim al piatzma. So this brisa tries to introduce a general rule, a general principle. This is the general principle. Hamashalim, anyone who pays back yoser al masha hizik more than the damage that they caused, right? When you tot up the bill, and they end up, their bill is actually more than the damage caused, then clearly, what would we call that? Clearly, there's a penalty being added on, right? If you end up paying more than the damage that was actually caused, then obviously there is a penalty in there, and therefore, Eino Meshalem al Piatzmo. And therefore, if you admit to it, then you're not going to be paying for, you know, because of this admission, right? You're not going to be paying the penalty payments. My love, but what we're trying to do, basically, so using this as a proof, what we're doing is we're inferring from here. My love, hop hochos mimasha hizik mishalim. Right? The implication of this is that if the payment that you're paying ends up being less than the damage caused, then you are going to pay back. Right? You are going to pay back if you admit. So, for instance, in our case, we just said you're paying half damages. Half damages, you would pay back, because the principle is that you only avoid the penalty payment if it's over and above the damage caused. Here, you're paying half damages. So clearly, it's not a knas. It's not going to be a penalty payment because we've just said you only have this break of admittance allowing you to not pay. That only works if you're paying more than the damages. Half damages is clearly less than the damages, and therefore this Brisa makes it sound like palganiska mamona, that the half damages payment is simply paying back what you owe rather than a penalty payment. Everybody follow that? So we see, so as I said, it's paying back what you owe rather than a penalty, because the implication here is that you would still pay it back. You would still pay it back even if you admitted to it. So my love, hopochos mimasha hizik mishalim. So he's saying, look, the Gemara responds, no, that's not such a good proof. Why? Ha kama shehizik mashanim. It should really say kama shehizik mashanim. Aval pochos my hochi. What about less than? Less than my hochi. Sorry. Aval pochos my. What about less than? Hochinami de lo mashanim. Similarly, just as you wouldn't pay if it was more than what you damaged, you also wouldn't pay if it was less than what you damaged. Okay, so basically we've sort of taken the edge off this. We say, no, it doesn't really mean only more than what you damaged. It should have said, what it really means is as only if you're paying the exact amount, only if the bill comes to the same. So the damages was, I don't know, 985, and your bill is 985, then you pay if you admit. If it was 985 and your bill is 1,000, or your bill is 900, or whatever it is, 450 or something, then you don't pay, or you don't pay at least the penalty parts, right? So then you don't, if you admit, then you're not going to pay that back. So we've sort of taken the edge off it. So we say, ihochi, if that's the case, adatani zehaklal, why did it teach zehaklal? This is the principle, kol hamashalem yoser al mashahizik. Why did it say anyone who pays more than what was damaged, yoser al mashahizik, eni mashalem al piatzmo, listeni zehaklal, this is what it should have said. Simply change the word. The Mishnah should have, or the Brisa should have used different words. Listeni zehaklal should have said, this is the principle, kol she'ena mashalim kemasha hizik. Anyone whose damages or anyone whose bill is different, right, from the total amount of damages, then the mashma pochos umashma yoser. That would have implied both less and more, right? The fact that if you end up paying slightly less or you end up paying more, then we see that there's a penalty involved. Over here, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, it's a very interesting Gemara now. So the Gemara then goes on and says, tiyufta. Tiyufta, very good. What's a tiyufta? Tiyufta means it's a good proof. Tiyufta, as a general rule, is quite a strong word that the Gemara would use to say tiyufta means it's a rejection. Yes, this tiyufta means that you've won, right? You've brought a good proof, and therefore, what's your proof? Your proof is that chatzi nezek, half damages, is not considered a penalty payment. It's considered to be a regular payment, right? That's what it sounds like. Now, what's the next line of the Gemara? It turned this on its head. Okay, v'hilchasa, and the halacha follows the opinion, palganizka knasa. The halacha follows the opinion that half damages is considered to be a penalty payment. So we just said, we've just brought a great proof that it's not considered to be a penalty, right? That it's considered to be simply damages payment. And then the next line is, v'hilchasa palganizka knasa. Yeah, we follow the opinion that says that half damages is considered to be a penalty payment. So it's a very very strange type of Gemara. So the Gemara says, what do you mean?
It's not considered a penalty. Where would be the sanction?
What do you mean if it's not considered to be a penalty? No, it's not a sanction. You've got lucky if it's not a penalty payment.
It's a sanction insofar as you're saying it is a penalty. It's not just making whole. It's actually saying you did something wrong.
That's what
the damages represent. That you've done something wrong.
According to which opinion? According to the penalty opinion or the other? Or the payment opinion?
It just according to social norms. If you're labelling someone, he had to pay damages for harm caused.
Right.
Okay, that's holding someone up and saying, be careful with drugs.
Right.
You're going to be sanctioned, you're going to be told you're paying damages.
Right.
Whereas if it's just one of those things, you're paying restitution because, okay, something happened, the damage was caused, but it's not serious, I'm just making whole. I'm making a payment.
That's very fascinating. That's not the way the Torah views nezek. It's not restitution doesn't mean you didn't do anything wrong and all you're doing is paying off and then that's fine. You have done something wrong. That's why you're paying back. Your paying back is just the beginning.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same label to it. It wouldn't be seen the same by someone looking on and saying, okay, if I damage something, my opponent to something, I know I'm liable, I've got to pay something. But if I'm being told you're actually being found guilty, of causing harm, causing damage, it's not just something that happened, but you're actually being labelled as a damager.
I don't think you are, though.
People would take more care of that.
I mean, that's fascinating. I think this, again, the knas element is actually the opposite. The perspective of this being a penalty is saying that really you should have been exempt entirely, right? You, meaning you've done nothing wrong. But in a sense, you've got not quite unlucky, but in a sense, yeah, because there's a small liability, so we've tacked on a penalty. But actually, in principle, you've not done anything wrong. Whereas the Palganiska Mamona is the opposite perspective. The Palganiska Mamona, right? You should be expected to pay the whole thing, right? You've actually got very lucky over here. In terms of the label, we don't see an obvious label anywhere. But we did talk briefly. Very, very briefly. We really didn't go into it in detail. But right at the beginning, where we talked about the prohibition, and actually, I have a feeling we're going to come back to this a little bit. I can't remember where, but we talked about the. We'll try and find some of the sources again. But the question of whether there's a prohibition to cause damage, right? Like, is there? Have you done anything wrong? As you say, you know, like once you've paid back, is that it? Right? Once you've paid back, that's it. So I think the impression I got at the time, we'll have to look back at some of these things, but the impression I got might be a difference between your animal causing damage and you yourself causing damage. That's the truth. Odom Hamazik, when you yourself cause damage, a little bit different. With your animal, might not be so bad. But when you yourself cause damage, certainly, you know, everyone seems to say that, okay, great, you paid him back, but you've also done something wrong. You've got to try and make good in other ways, you know, apologies and you know, tshuva and all the sort of stuff, like, you know, like regular, that there is a prohibition in a sense. And actually, we'll come across, I'm not convinced, it'll be a while till we get there. I have a feeling it's much later in the Masechta, but we'll come across cases where we talk about Potter b'dinei Adam v'chayv b'dinei Shamayim, where actually, you know, almost like technical legal grounds, you might actually be exempt in an earthly court, right? That you wouldn't actually have to pay, but you're what's called chayv b'dinei Shamayim, right? That when you go upstairs, yes, there will be something to pay. In a sense, you know, there is an explanation. You have done something wrong. Yes, you've got off on a technicality, but there's no question that there was something done wrong here. Okay, we will touch upon it at the end of this Gemara, just before the Mishnah, but go on.
I was just thinking, yeah. In the Ashamna Bagatnum, there is, yeah, one that says, I damaged, is there?
No, but those are just... Those are more specific or less specific? Those are very general. I'm sure that you could fit Nazikin into lots of those. I mean, Ashamna is one you could fit it in already. That's a very general list. That's a very general list, I think.
Yeah. So you're suggesting you have to seek forgiveness for having damaged in general?
Yeah. As a person. Not for your animal. I think for your animal might be different. I don't know. That I wouldn't say. But we did talk at the beginning about the prohibition of causing damage, of where it comes from. Let's talk about it when we get to the just at the end of today. See if we can make it to the Mishnah, because actually we'll talk about it. It'll become relevant at the end. So anyway, we have this Tiyuvta v'Hilchasa. So the Gemara asks, Tiyuvta v'Hilchasa, we're about a third of the way down. Tiyuvta v'Hilchasa, what do you mean Tiyuvta v'Hilchasa? So the Gemara simply responds, in, yes, that's what we did, right? It was a good question. But it was a good question, but we're still passing an halacha. And the truth is, part of that is because Yeah, okay, well, actually, the Gemara explains. So it says, in time of my, why do we have the tiyuvta of the hilchsa? To have your tiyuvta mishum de lo katani kamosha hizik. Okay, so yes, it should have phrased it differently, okay? Yeah, it should have said kamosha hizik instead of yose mimasha hizik. It said, you only pay, you know, the principle is if your bill ends up being more than. It should have said, not only if your bill ends up being different than. Okay, yes, it's true, it should have done, it should, you know, that's a good question. It's a good question, but, tiyuvta mishum de lo katani, right? So, psika lo psikole. Given to Ika Chazinezek Tsroros. So we say, yeah, but again, we're not going to follow that opinion because, okay, it's a good question, but it's not such a strong question. And we know that we have a different case of Chazinezek, of half damages, Chazinezek Tsroros, Dehilchasog Gemirila, which is a code for a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Okay, it's not written in the Torah, but it was received directly from God, that in an oral tradition from Moshe, the mamonahu, that is definitely not just a penalty payment, that is a damages payment. What's chatzi nezek tzoros? Chatzi nezek tzoros means as follows. Regel, we talked about regel, if an animal tramples on something, then you pay full damages. What if the animal is is walking along, and as it's walking along, it walks on some gravel, right? And the gravel shoots out and smashes your ming vase, whatever it is, right? So what's should be considered regel, right? Because the animal, or not, shouldn't be. I don't know what it is, whether you consider that regel or not. So that's a halacha l'moshe misinai. We have, as we say, an oral tradition that's half damages, okay? It's like a little bit in between. It's not really regel payment, but you also can't say you got off scot-free, right? The animal caused damage as it was simply walking along, and therefore you end up paying half damages in that case. But that is definitely not, everybody agrees in that case, that's definitely not a penalty payment. That is considered to be mamonot. That's considered to be restitution. You're paying back for what you for the damage that you've caused. Okay, so mishum hochi lo katani, and that's why. So he says, yeah, maybe that's why it didn't say kamasha hizik. That's why it made this sort of vague statement not necessarily accurate statement of your bill not matching up to more than what it did. It should have said your bill does not match up to exactly what it was. So he says, no, because of chatzi nezek tzroros, because we have another case where that's not a penalty payment, where you do end up paying less and it's not a penalty payment. So therefore it shied away from using that language, and therefore, yes, we still end up basically following the opinion that palga niska knosa, that in the case of keren, in the case of this shor tam, which gored and did damage in that way, then it's considered to be a penalty payment. That is that's the opinion that we follow. For Hashadamar is Palgan is Kaknosa, and that's why we follow that opinion. Okay. Hi Kalba, we've got a little bit left to finish off before the Mishnah, and then we'll wrap up. Let's see if we can do it 5 minutes. Okay. Hi Kalba, the Ochal Imri. If you have a dog which ate a sheep, right? Dog which ate a sheep, v'shunra de'ochla tarnagula, or a cat that ate a chicken, right? Mashunahu, that's unusual. V'lo magbinon bebovel, and you cannot claim that back in Bovel. You can't claim that back in the Babylonian court system. Why not? Because that's going to be chatzinez, that's going to be a knas payment, it's going to be a penalty payment. That's an unusual type of, it's a very unusual thing. You wouldn't have expected your dog to do that. And it's talking about a big sheep. Actually, I think the Gemara is going to clarify that, talk about big sheep as opposed to a little one. V'lomagbinan b'bovel. Yeah, lomagbinan b'bovel. So why not in Bovel? What's wrong with Babylon? It's nothing to do with Bovel per se, but there's a concept of what we call smicha, right? We're all familiar with the concept of smicha, except we're familiar with what is not really smicha. Smicha means that you get smicha, right? You know, become a rabbi or something. So what we call smicha nowadays is not really proper smicha. Real smicha once upon a time was from Moshe Rabbeinu. That chain of tradition was very, very particular thing, very special thing. It had lots of rules that were applied to it, and one of the rules was it had to be given in the land of Israel. Had to be, and so we've lost that chain of tradition. What we have nowadays is what we call heter hara. Okay, it means you've given a special license to sort of to teach or whatever it might be. But smicha does have certain things which are required a proper smicha is required to do certain things, and one of those things is for a court to apply a penalty payment. Okay, the court can, a regular court nowadays, a bet din nowadays, can say you owe this amount, but a court nowadays cannot apply a penalty payment because they're not smuchim, right? We call them smicha, but they didn't really get smicha. We've lost that chain of tradition, and therefore they're much more limited in what they're allowed to do. And so that's been true for over 2,000 years, as we see, right? Even in the Babylonian court, the same applied. In the courts in Israel, then you were allowed to get, then they were smuchim, those were dayonim smuchim, who had received this smicha, and then therefore they were allowed to apply penalty payments. But in the courts in Babylon, you weren't allowed to apply the penalty payments, and therefore, we say if your dog ate this sheep or your cat ate a chicken, then you couldn't apply that. Why? Because palga nizka mamona. We said this is half damages. This is keren, classic keren. The animal is goring for in an unusual way, very unexpected. You would never expect your dog to go for a sheep that's twice its size, and therefore. Therefore, you're going to be you actually can't claim back. Unless because it's a penalty. The honey mili barav revi. Again, we clarify that this is talking about a particularly big one. Aval bezutri urchehi. Right. Okay. If it's a small sheep or a small chicken, then yes, we would expect that. We would expect that to happen. Okay. You know, you would expect your dog, your cat, etc. And therefore, that would be veitofas lo mafkinan mina. Okay. 1 second. So when you say urchehi, that's normal. So what exactly are you paying back? So. I'm worried that we're trying to take on too much here, actually. Maybe we should start with this. There's a lot of interesting stuff here. I guess we'll finish off this bit, and then we'll start again with it next time. But there's a lot of interesting stuff in this piece of Gemara, I think. So when we say urchehi, what are we saying? Are we saying, okay, it's normal, and therefore you're liable for payment. What payment are you liable for, right? We just said half damages of tam is a penalty payment, so you can't claim that back. So what exactly are you claiming back? So I think you have to say that, and I think everybody says this. Let me just check if Rashi. I think Rashi says it. Okay, I'm not sure he clarifies it over here, but or maybe it's Tosis who says it. But either way, what we're clearly talking about over here is a different type of damages. We're talking about shein damages. We're talking about eating, right? The animal's eating. We've always talked about in the past that eating fruit or eating something else. But what about your animal, right? If a dog comes along and eats your little sheep, right? So then that's shein damages. That's shein damages. That's normal, expected shein damages, and therefore that's the liability. That's the regular mamona liability that you would expect to have. I want to pick up with this Gemara next time, because as I said, I think it's interesting to talk about when we apply keren, when we apply shein. Number one, and I also want to come back to Andy's point about sort of like, you know, the labeling and whether you're considered to be a damager, and the end of this Gemara also talks about your expectation as a person. You know, we'll just mention the last line of the Gemara, that the Gemara talks about a prohibition from the Torah to have a rickety ladder. You know what I mean? To own it, right? To begin with, even just to have that, right? You shouldn't have that in your house lying around because someone will use it and someone cause damage. You say, no, it's fine. I'm happy to pay back when they fall off the ladder. You know what I mean? That doesn't work, right? You can't have that to begin with. I think it's a bigger Gemara than give it credit for at the moment. Okay.